Guess Who by Chris McGeorge. Read by Tom Lawrence. The horse mask cleared his throat, although he already had all the attention. As you probably know by now, you have been checked into a hotel room. The Great Hotel in central London, to be exact. You are on the 44th floor. It's not a luxury room, but my people have made a few modifications. Firstly, they sealed the doors, the ducts, and the window. There is no way out of the room unless under my express orders. You cannot escape unless I want you to. In the event of a fire, well... He stopped to make a guttural chuckle. Secondly, they did some DIY and covered the room in soundproofing. You've already managed to make quite a noise with the screaming and the banging, but rest assured that no one will hear, and no one will come. You could make the loudest noise in the world, and not a soul on the other side of that wall would hear. It took a lot to get you all here. More than a few trips and luggage containers. Luckily, none of you woke up. The point is, the staff think that there is a very exclusive party going on in this room, and have been asked to leave you alone. If for any reason you manage to contact the front desk, it'll be the woman you have probably already heard. The woman? Ryan said, looking to Shepherd. Shepherd took a moment. There was a woman on the phone. I thought she was one of those automated things, but she... That's how I woke up. She's one of my people. Of course she is. And now she has disabled all calls going in and out of this room. She said something about next. Can't wait to see what you do next. What's happening next? The horse mask stopped. No way he could tell, but he imagined a look of disdain. Today, we are going to be playing a little game of murder. You've already found that one of your fellow guests is no longer with us. In fact, he has been brutally murdered by one of my associates. And here's the snap. That associate, the murderer, is in the room with you right now. One of these people is a murderer. The others are not. Red herrings, MacGuffins. Whatever you want to call them. What? The killer of the man in the bathtub. The killer was in the room. Take a look around you, Morgan. Five people. Five suspects. One killer. One of these things is not like the other. Shepherd wasn't the only one glancing around. The others were too, and now they were slowly separating. Eyes darting as they moved into their own safe space. He knew where this was going. So here's the deal, Morgan Shepherd. Seems you are the actual definition of resident detective in this room. I'll give you 3 hours. 3 hours to solve the murder. To find out which of your fellow guests has killed a man in cold blood. Why are you doing this? Why should I do this? It's my fault. It's all my fault everyone's here. The horse mask made that chuckle again, low and humourless. You never are a man to do something pro bono. Boring people need a reason to do unboring things. There's always got to be something to incentivise. Well, how's this? When it begins, a timer will start. The timer on the table next to you. Shepherd looked down at it, and then back to the horse mask. And there's no way to stop it until it ticks all the way down to zero. Shepherd was silent. The mask was silent. And finally Mandy's voice came up. What happens at zero? If Morgan Shepherd doesn't correctly identify the murderer in 3 hours, then you all die. And not just everyone in the room. Everyone in the hotel. My people have placed explosives around the structure of the building. I press a button, and the great hotel becomes a great mess.